Hi, I'm Mike Smith for Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 9 of Gotham, Harvey Dent, written by Ken Woodruff and directed by Karen Gaviola. You know how the most annoying thing about Gotham is when it takes a character from the comics and spends all its time foreshadowing who they're going to be in the future? Yeah, it's still doing that. And based on the episode's title, I'll give you three guesses who it is this time. The introduction of Harvey Dent, played by Nicholas DeGosto, is maybe the laziest of all the future villains we've seen so far. The audience is given no reason to be invested in Dent other than what he represents for the future. Constantly promising something without ever delivering anything isn't exactly the strongest model of storytelling. DeGosto is fine as Dent, and given some time, could perhaps find something worthwhile in the character as written to dig into. But when the episode is placed on putting Dent in a shadowy room so they can obscure half his face in shadow, anything happening in the present takes a backseat to lame fan service confirming what everyone already knew. Yeah, this guy will be Two-Face. What does that have to do with that situation now? Meanwhile, Gordon has decided Selina Kyle will live at Wayne Manor for the time being, and if you thought the Harvey Dent scenes were painful, you haven't seen anything yet. The Gotham writers have treated Selina Kyle worse than Harvey Dent in terms of foreshadowing. Oh, look, Selina Kyle loves milk because she's Catwoman and cats like milk. It's bad, and her scenes with Bruce don't inspire confidence going forward. Child actors are usually a mixed bag, but several scenes with stilted dialogue, minimal facial expressions, and nothing compelling to say just wear on the audience after a while. You may have noticed I haven't even touched upon the episode's main plot yet, which involved more movement in the mob war story and ended with the mayor's announcement that Arkham Asylum will be reopened. There's nothing overtly bad about these scenes like there are elsewhere in the episode, but there's not much to latch onto either. It feels like filler, and frankly, that's what Gotham is. Can it be good? Sure, but not in its current form. A lot has to change on Gotham, and it needs to change soon. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to Gotham City's podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Gotham and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, citizens of Gotham.